One of the high points of the movie Juno is a duet sung by its stars Ellen Page and Michael Cera. That song, Anyone Else But You, was written by Adam Green and Kimya Dawson, co-founders of the New York folk music group The Moldy Peaches. Adam Green has recorded a number of solo albums, and his new one is called Sixes and Sevens. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Home life is so unnerving. I'd like to be lost in a crowd. My home life is disconcerting. I've got to keep my money down. Home life, anyways, there'll soon be little kids just like my old life.
The 26-year-old singer-songwriter Adam Green sings in a pleasantly deep voice. What he sings about over the course of Sixes and Sevens' 20 songs is open to a lot of interpretation. That warm voice and his often lovely melodies are frequently at odds with lyrics filled with surreal or disjointed or intentionally banal images. Take this excellently odd tune about seduction and its aftermath, set to a Memphis soul rhythm.
Mismatching underwear, I'm gonna take you there to see my body. Tweet, tweedy. No one ever gets a break. I'm not about to make you enjoy them. Tweet, tweedy. I want you to hear my voice. I want you to make me laugh. Oh, ballistic on the world.
That song is called Tweet, tweedy. And indeed, it is a bit twee. That is both pretty and precious, cleverly knowing without being completely willing to let you in on what he's being clever about. For an extreme example of this, listen to this song, which Green has referred to as an anti-folk take on the blues.
This is how we go to school and know how to butter your bread. Travel to 80 miles high. Get shot down like a duck. And show me how to dig my hole. Show me how to get down slow. Butter your roll just like Nat King Cole.
Yes, stick it to him.
Elsewhere, this arty, poker-faced experimentalist, and I intend all those descriptions as compliments, comes close to the folk music with which we're most familiar. You know, the 60s kind, with a little protesty message. That's one way to hear this song called Getting Led, led as in being led by the nose, about being drawn into foreign engagements against one's will. And, oh yes, it's sung from the point of view of America itself, talking to us, justifying itself.
I was a nation bound to my station. Getting led. You saw beyond me, pounding down on me. Getting led. A man fills his quotient. He changed his notions. Now you see a glimpse of liberty. But fame could be garish. It ends his marriage to all that you could want for him to be.
The music Green makes with the Moldy Peaches has aligned him with the so-called anti-folk or indie folk movements centered around New York City. But more often on this solo album, Green breaks with the Moldy Peaches folk or anti-folk and works in other genres with great skill and fluidness. His resonant voice is perfectly suited, for example, for the pop soul music of Morning After Midnight, backed by a gospel chorus.
Hey, things won't be strange any day now. They change every day. Hey, things won't be bad all the time now. Stay bad all the time. But hey now, little lady, this is a tragical sign. It's a sign. Morning after midnight, things don't ever go right. Morning after midnight, hey, bye and bye. Not so sad to wake up, but I took the beta. Morning after midnight, what's going on, yeah?
Hepatitis and Easy Pass, Strangulation, Robin Hood and Stagger Lee all make appearances over the course of this album, and Adam Green fractures narratives without abandoning a consistent tone. He's a skeptical romantic, a crooning doubter, a wise guy who knows that irony is no substitute for well-crafted sincerity. Or at least, a seductively urgent tone that tries to pass itself off as sincerity.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Sixes and Sevens by Adam Green. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Jenny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sharrock. Our engineer is Bob Purdick. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. I'm Terry Gross.
I used to be friends with rich kids, but all they talked about was me. 'Cause I was looking for a date on the corner, like a foghorn shouting in the breeze. And I'll bake on a cloud, I'll spare.